Illinois is close to joining 15 other states that do not have the death penalty. Illinois placed a moratorium on executions a decade ago after several wrongfully convicted death row inmates were exonerated. Now lawmakers have passed and sent to the governor a bill to repeal the death penalty altogether. From Springfield, Illinois, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Randy Steidel spent more than 17 years in prison and 12 of them on Illinois' death row for the 1986 brutal double murder of a couple in the downstate town of Paris, Illinois.
The prosecutor and the police used a town drunk, a drug addict woman, and a jailhouse snitch to gain their convictions, with no physical or forensic evidence tying me to the crime, and I had a corroborated alibi.
That wrongful conviction cost Steidel 17 years, 3 months, and 3 weeks of his life.
It's not just what they did to me. It's the unspeakable effects it had on my family. I had a 9-year-old son at the time and a 15-year-old daughter. They grew up without me. I had to watch them grow up in pictures.
Steidel isn't alone. He's one of 20 men who have been wrongfully convicted of capital crimes in Illinois and sentenced to die by lethal injection before eventually being found innocent and freed. After 13 such exonerations, former Republican Governor George Ryan 10 years ago declared a moratorium on executions in the state until a system of capital punishment he called seriously flawed could be fixed. When it wasn't by the time he left office in January of 2003, Ryan commuted the sentences of scores of convicts then on Illinois' death row to life in prison, including Steidel, before he was exonerated. A decade later, a majority of Illinois lawmakers say the system is irreparably broken. On the floor of the Illinois Senate, Republican Dan Duffy told his colleagues the death penalty doesn't make the state safer and has been an ineffective and expensive waste of resources.
Illinois has spent millions of dollars for decades trying to correct the death penalty's flawed process. What we have learned after all this time is that the system cannot be fixed. To continue on a path which is flawed would be a critical mistake.
But during 2 hours of emotional debate in the Illinois Senate, capital punishment supporters made the case that the death penalty is a vital law enforcement tool. Republican John Milner is a former suburban Chicago police chief. He says just the threat of the death penalty often leads murderers to take plea bargains instead of going to trial.
The victims' families, the pain, I'm telling you, I sit with these people, I talk to these people, I know these people, I see what changes go on in their lives. And they're struggling with this. And now they have to go to trial, and when they go to trial, they have to relive this entire situation again. Folks, this is painful.
Others argue the death penalty is a deterrent and is needed for the most heinous crimes, with some invoking this past weekend's shootings in Arizona, an argument Chicago Democrat Ricky Hendon refuted.
Arizona's got the death penalty. It didn't stop that crank. It didn't stop that idiot. It's not the deterrent that you think.
The Illinois Senate voted 32-25 yesterday to repeal the death penalty after the state House narrowly did the same last week. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says he needs to review the legislation before deciding whether he'll sign it into law. David Shaper, NPR News in Springfield, Illinois.